Do you have any land that's really just, you can't grow anything but maybe hay or raise alfalfa or something like that?
There's not hardly any of this ground here to grow alfalfa. It's not strong enough land, and not the type of land. It used to, but it's really just not, or we can't find any chemicals or fertilizer. It'll just keep alfalfa growing. It'll grow about 2 years and it'll just die out.
Yeah.
I don't know, and it used to grow here real good. But now when you go northeast from here, you run into a blackjack country, they call it, ground. It has sage grass and blackjack timber on it.
Yeah, let me ask you something. I was driving up around Violet Hill today, and I saw some old experimental place up there. They were growing some strange kind of grass. It was the prettiest looking, called Weeping Love Grass. Yeah, that was about the prettiest looking grass I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
They experimenting with that. For that country up there. Now that's what we call the blackjack land up there. Now that's a lot poorer land than this here. That's on a divide sort of up there. Now you move in through there's a stretch for about 30 or 40 mile wide, and well, it'll vary in places. Some places it'll run up I guess to 100 mile wide. And what they call a blackjack country and sage grass.
Yeah.
And it don't grow very good of grass. The land is too thin.
Huh. Now, the places you have around here, can you describe all the land to me you have here? Y'all have different elevations of land, and I know there's some places that are... Have you had to do a lot of work on this land? I know you had to get some of the brush and trees off.
Yes, we've cleared a lot of this land through here.
Uh-huh.
since I bought the place and sowed it in grass. It was just in rough brush. Some of it had a little good timber on it, but they'd cut most of the timber off this place a few years before I bought it and let a fire go through here, and it wasn't anything but brush. And we cleared it up and sowed it in grass. We have about 350 acres in grass here now.
Well, that's plenty enough to graze 100 head, isn't it?
Not actually. If you don't get it, takes a lot of fertilizer and a lot of rain to raise up. Now, you can have 100 head of cattle at times, cows and calves and all, but to have 100 cows.
Raymond, you got plenty of water here, though. I mean,
you mean to irrigate?
Yeah. Well, you got enough water here. You got all sorts of stuff running around the land, you know, coming downhill and springs.
Well, now I don't have as much water as Dad does. See, the creek starts at his springs in the summertime, and the creek here is dry in the summertime. Well, it's been dry this winter till it started running Saturday after that rain. First time this creek's run, except when it come a big hard rain last summer, it run a time or two. That's this first time it's run since last winter. It's just been so dry.
Y'all had
we've had a drought up here for the last year. That's the reason we're having such a rough winter on our cattle. We didn't have anything growed up for the winter and having to feed them all they get.
Yeah.
Our hay crops was cut in about a third what we're using now.
Mm. What now you raise Bermuda?
Bermuda, Bahia, Fescue, and Lespedeza.
Yeah.
And Johnson grass. We grow some Johnson grass for hay.